and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Yeah, app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are filing articles of impeachment against Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf. Many of the articles contain accusations that have been proven untrue. Others are based on decisions made by the agency's six commissioners and not Wolf herself. The next step would be for Assembly Speaker Robin Voss to assign the resolution to a committee. Last week, Republicans in the state Senate voted to fire Wolf. That move is being challenged in court. Meanwhile, a liberal watchdog group is filing a legal complaint against a panel of former Wisconsin Supreme Court justices advising Assembly Speaker Robin Voss about impeaching Janet Protasiewicz. Here's Nate Wegehout.
American Oversight filed the complaint with the Dane County District Attorney this week. It says the panel of former justices is violating Wisconsin's open meetings law. Governmental bodies are required to post advance notice of meetings and hold them in public. American Oversight wants the DA to void any actions already taken by the panel and prevent any more meetings. Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin school superintendent says she wants to close the gap between rich and poor school districts. Lawmakers and the governor increased public school spending by $1 billion this year, but Jill Underlie says schools need more to address things like teacher shortages and unequal facilities.
The kids know which schools are better off, right? They know which kids have air conditioning, which kids have the teachers who can teach the higher level subjects. And we see it reflected in our test scores.
Underlie gave her annual State of Education speech at the state capitol yesterday. She criticized efforts to limit diversity efforts in teaching about racism. She praised the state's new literacy initiative. Type 2 diabetes is a growing problem, especially among Black Americans. As Danielle Smith reports, influencers are urging diet and lifestyle changes.
Chef Jannard A. Wells on Cleo TV says Black Americans are disproportionately affected by diabetes, but education and some lifestyle changes can help reduce the risk of diabetes and lead to improved overall physical and mental well-being.
We should have more cardiovascular activity. Walk, move, get out. Those are things that are important to maintaining a great and healthy lifestyle.
Well, suggests exploring alternative food options. I'm Danielle Smith.
A buck at a deer farm in Rock County has tested positive for chronic wasting disease. The farm is under quarantine while state and federal veterinarians and staff investigate. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A newly proposed bill would make an herbal supplement that people use as a replacement for narcotic pain medication legal in Wisconsin. WKOW reports Republican Assemblyman John Macko is one of the authors of the bill to make kratom legal in the state. He says the supplement replicates opioids without the addictive effects. Law enforcement have been critical of legalization of the supplement, and both the FDA and DEA have issued warnings about it. The community book sale in Wisconsin Rapids is still accepting donations until the end of the month. You can drop off book donations at the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South. The book sale will be October 12th through the 14th. There will be a free outdoor movie night in Port Edwards at the United Methodist Church, Saturday at 6:45 p.m. They will be showing Encanto in the parking lot with free popcorn and drinks. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Badgers football on a Friday night. Good morning. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers have their first Big Ten conference game under head coach Luke Fickell when they face the Purdue Boilermakers in West Lafayette, Indianapolis. Badgers quarterback Tanner Mordecai on playing tonight under the lights.
Friday night lights are the best. It'll be fun. Purdue's done a great job defensively, so this is what you know we've been working for is to be successful in the Big Ten. You know, Purdue, a team that won the West last year, so we have a lot of respect for them and what they've done.
Head coach Luke Fickell on what he expects from the Boilermakers defense.
I think what we're seeing is so far in the first three games, people have tried to spread us out more, have challenged us, you know, I think linebacker wise to have to play in space. And that's where, regardless of who it is, that's where I think people, you know, have attacked, whether that's man coverage sometimes, but it's also some of the things that they're trying to make us do.
The Badgers are 2-1. Purdue with a record of 1-2. Kickoff tonight is at 6 p.m. NFL, the 49ers had no problem last night on Thursday Night Football. They ran the ball against the Giants defense, and with a few key passes by quarterback Brock Purdy in the second half, the 49ers went on to win 30-12 over New York. The 49ers now 3-0. The Giants fall to 1-2. The Packers home opener is Sunday at Lambeau Field. They host the New Orleans Saints. Head coach Matt LaFleur on what makes the Saints defense one of the best in the business.
Physical, aggressive, very sound. They're going to challenge you on all three levels. DeMario Davis is a game wrecker. Cam Jordan. They got guys at every level, and they've got complementary pieces around them. Obviously, Lattimore, the Honey Badger. I mean, they got a ton of players on that defense, and they challenge you.
Sunday's game kicks off at noon. Baseball, the Brewers' magic number, now down to 2. They're in Miami tonight to open a weekend series against the Marlins. The crew shut out the Cardinals yesterday, 6-0, to take the series in St. Louis, 3-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. You got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And we have our great friend, Mr. Paul Trombley, joining us from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, morning, you guys.
Paul, how's it going today?
Pretty good. How about your end there?
Not bad here. Not bad over here. You got anything fun lined up this weekend?
Rest, relaxation, hopefully. More of that than nothing else, yeah. How about you guys?
I'm so with you on that. Melissa, do you?
Actually, I'm getting the COVID vaccine and flu shot this weekend, so.
Oh, yeah, that's good. So that, you're gonna get that done, and you're going to try to relax a little bit, I imagine, after that.
Yes.
That makes three of us. We're 3 for 3. I am doing my best to relax this weekend. You guys, I am at that age where last weekend I went to the Dells, I went to Baraboo, had a lot of fun. I'm still recovering. My legs are still sore. My legs, no. I need it. At that age. But if we're going to be sitting inside and relaxing a little bit, what's the weather going to be like outside, Paul?
Yeah, you know, it looks like we're still going to get some showers with this system coming in tonight and into Saturday morning, some of that as well. But otherwise, as we get more into Saturday and Sunday, looks like the rain will stay further west as we get further through the weekend. So even some sunny breaks developing tomorrow and then Sunday a little more so. With some of that sun breaking out through some clouds. So still attractive. Pretty nice fall weekend here for us, and still more clouds today. Some partial sun or some peaks of it, and then a late day shower chance as well. 78 for the high, 60 tonight. The showers look to build in. With a few thunder showers around with that low at 60. Showers around Saturday morning, then lingering clouds, maybe some breaks of sun late in the day. 79 tomorrow. 55, partly cloudy Saturday night. Mix of cloud and sun Sunday, 73, and still drawing away to about 73 with partly sunny skies Monday into Tuesday as a nice fall stretch of weather continues right through midweek.
Seems like good weather to go driving around checking out the fall foliage.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Leaf peeping, right?
Yes, leaf peeping. Leaf peeping, yes.
Love it.
We appreciate you, Paul. Thanks so much. You have yourself a great weekend, sir.
All right. Sounds good. You guys do.
Take care.
You too.
Best in the business right there. And the guy who gave us leaf peeping, the one and only Paul Trombley.
I was listening when he said that to you and Katrina the other morning. It was great.
So good. I wish I'd remembered it. I almost forgot. I will not forget now.
Now he reminded you.
It's a good one. Me and Melissa and I have a good show lined up for you today. Not only do we have Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner, but after Mel's News, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's.
Oh, yeah.
Looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. In this hour as well, we've got to get into the fall starting tomorrow, and we're going to let you know what you need to know about that.
Okay.
It's Ice Cream Cone Day, and we got to talk about that a little bit, too.
Heck yeah.
And if you love fall, there's this new calendar would give us 2 of them per year. We've got a new calendar we're looking at here. We'll see what's up with that. We'll see what's going on with that. Nine o'clock hour. Something that we're going to be doing throughout the football season, I believe, throughout the football season. Our great friend and our sports reporter here at Civic Media, Mike Clemens, is going to be joining us.
Awesome.
We'll talk with Mike. We're going to preview a little bit of the... I want to talk to him. I want to talk to him about Green Bay, but I want to talk to him about the Badgers and Purdue tonight. A little bit of that as well. And, of course, we have that game right here as we are the home of your Wisconsin Badgers football team and their hockey team and a basketball team. We cover the Badgers right here at WFHR.
That's right.
That game kicks off at 4. Well, pregame kicks off at 4 today. Be sure to join us for that. Wisconsin kicking off the Big Ten schedule. Luke Fickell's first Big Ten game against the Purdue Boilermakers.
Hey.
It's going to be a good one. 9 o'clock hour, also going to have a little bit of entertainment news in there. Gordon Ramsay's got a new show we got to talk about. And we'll let you know what's new on your small screen and new on your big screen this weekend. And I came across this article the other day from the Good News Network that I wanted to start our show with it, but I want to give us some time. We'll get into it a little bit later. It's about this young gentleman who, basically is a tree hunter. and he found the largest old growth cedar in all of British Columbia.
Cool.
And this thing is amazing. We're going to tell you about it a little bit later. We'll get into that. And of course, some That Ain't Right stories, good stories of the day, local good stories of the day, all that coming up for you. And we're going to get a shirt on you.
Oh, yeah.
Some point between now and 10, you are going to have an opportunity to win a shirt.
That's shirts all, for everyone.
Yes, shirts for everybody. That's coming up. but we have to start our show here, Melissa, and we go to UPI.com, and they're out of these section. A Wisconsin resident sought help from animal rescuers instead of a mechanic when they encountered an unusual form of engine trouble, a python under the hood.
Ooh. Nah, no.
Yeah, I'm with you. Bay Beach Wildlife Sanctuary curator of animals, Lori Baxson, said the 7-foot snake was seen slithering in a garage on Pecan Street before it made its way to a parked vehicle and made it under the hood.
quote, that's not what you want to see when you go to check your oil.
Hey, man, what is going on with my engine? I should probably check my oil, my windshield wiper fluid. Oh, my God!
Yeah.
The car's owner determined the snake was not in a position where it would be harmed by a short drive and took the vehicle to the sanctuary for help.
Well, it's good that they knew that much.
Did the snake just want to ride?
And to be warmer? I mean, I know they seek out warmth, but
yeah.
Yikes.
All these animals do, and that's why every morning before I get going, I've been doing this since I lived in Nakusa. Every morning before I get going, I always look under my vehicle, just a quick glance under there, see if there's any furry animals under there or anything. And it's never a bad idea. I do not open my hood to check my engine, though. I do not do that. Maybe I should. Maybe I should be doing
that.
Well,
you know, we don't have a lot of snakes in Wisconsin.
No, that's
compared to a place like Florida.
That's what's so surprising to me about this article. Bankson, a colleague and an animal control officer and a colleague were able to safely remove the snake from the engine counterpart. Green Bay police identified the snake as a jungle python, a species native to Australia.
Hoofta. It's probably an escaped pet.
Mm-hmm. Bankson said the serpent was likely a pet that escaped from a nearby home, points to Melissa. Nicely done. It does, of course, mention, too, the python is now being cared for by Wisconsin Humane Society. So a big shout out to them. We appreciate the good work that they do. One more reason not to be having these exotic pets.
No, they really... I get people liking snakes. Okay, sure. But a 7-foot jungle python in your home in Wisconsin?
If... I will say this, because I get people liking snakes, too, and I have no issue with it. I actually don't mind snakes. They don't bother me at all. But I will say, if you really like snakes, you shouldn't be having them in places that is not their natural habitat.
Well, because that poor thing got out, and if this hadn't happened, he would have died here before much time has gone on once it gets cold.
Is it about you or the animal?
Right.
We talk about this with Madison all the time, you know, that if it was up to Melissa and I, we would adopt every single animal she brings in.
I would have took Trixie home with me yesterday.
Yeah. We love these animals, and we have first dibs on them almost. I'm joking. I'm just kidding about that. But
I was told I have to fill out an application like everybody else, James.
Yep, same here. That's how I got my little buddy Squash the same way. But if it was just about heart or what we wanted, we'd have all these animals, but it wouldn't be good for the animals. It's not what's best for them. If you truly do love if you love snakes, if you love exotic animals, love them from afar, love them from a distance, because once you
help protect their environment too. That's a great way to love animals.
That's all you got to do. It's not that hard. And there's no need to be doing this. I grow a personality. Like, just get a personality, and then you don't need to have, you know, peacock or have a bird on your shoulder or a snake with you. Or I'm the snake guy. I'm the snake girl or whatever. Like, just get a personality. Just lean into who you are and be you. And you don't have to have these kind of things that help, I don't know, give you a conversation piece.
There's Snapchat filters you can simulate that with.
Yeah.
Did you see the one with the, like, sloth on your head?
Yeah. I like that one. That's one of my favorite ones. I like the one... the bunny ear one too. I never send it, but I use a lot of the filters just to see how they look and laugh.
Amuse yourself.
Yes. It's not that easy to do for me, actually. It's very hard for me to amuse myself, actually.
Putting bunny ears on yourself helps.
It does every once in a while. Every once in a while, it makes me smile. Every once in a great moment. I can't remember the last time, but every once in a while, there's one with a big like red shaggy afro. That one's not bad too. My buddy Chris and I will send each other that one. But usually, if we have something serious to say to the other person, we'll send like something like that. We'll send.
Or with the crazy mouth filter, so your mouth is really big and it makes you talk funny, and then you say something very serious.
I've got a longtime friend of mine. She's been I've been teaching with her at Second City for a very long time, and she will send me the snaps with that, but they're like telling me like lessons from her class, like things because I'll be subbing for her, and she'll send it with that thing. And I'm like, I can't understand what you're. There's nothing like acting or comedian teachers. Mm-hmm. That's real fun to work with. It's real fun.
Camaraderie. Sameness of silly silliness.
We got plenty more silliness coming up for you, everybody. Stick around. Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club coming up on the morning show at WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
We said 1,500 hours.
Dax's hangar flies high thanks to his military precision. He wants to land some aircraft mechanics, preferably with a military background.
Okay, I wasn't aware of a new timeline.
Cancel. Stand by for new assignments.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, man, looking good.
It's Stitch Fix. I'd like to thank my stylist for making me look so great. They always get my fit just right. They send clothes that work for me and my budget. They even found me my favorite pair of jeans. I'd like to thank Stitch Fix because, let's get real, I couldn't make this style happen on my own. They just make everything so easy. So thank you, Stitch Fix. They just get me, and they'll get you too. Stitch Fix. Take your style quiz today at stitchfix.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered storms today, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 78, southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, lows dip down to about 60, cloudy. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms, daytime highs approaching 79. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Yes, indeed.
Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages and call up.
Mm-hmm. 424-2600.
That's right. Call up right now between now and about 8:30-ish, right before Melissa's news, and get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. We take a look at our list, and Melissa, I need a couple of one or twos from you. We've got two possible qualifiers every day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So one or a two for today.
Let's go one.
All right. And for Saturday?
Two.
Okay. And for Sunday?
Two.
Ah, it threw me off. All right.
I knew I was going to do that. You thought I was going to say one.
Yeah, I did. That was good. Taking a look at our birthdays for today, we say a very happy birthday to Eddie Wilson.
Happy birthday, Eddie.
Enjoy your day, Ed. Hope it's a great one for you. And our qualifiers today, celebrating their anniversary, Joel and Nikki Emery.
Joel and Nikki, congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Wishing you guys a great anniversary. Have a good one, you two.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday, we wish a happy birthday to Pat Cronstadt.
Happy birthday, Pat.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. And our qualifier for Saturday, Jamie Graper.
Oh, congratulations, Jamie.
Enjoy, Jamie. Hope it's a great day
for
you.
Have a great birthday.
Mm-hmm. On Sunday, we wish a happy birthday to Danny Harrison.
Happy birthday, Danny.
Enjoy the day, Danny. And on Sunday, also our qualifier for Sunday, celebrating their anniversary, Bob and Donna Panko.
Bob and Donna, congratulations. Happy anniversary.
We wish you the best of days, you two, and all of you celebrating birthdays and anniversaries out there. Celebrate, enjoy, have fun, enjoy each other, and let us know how it goes. We'd love to hear about it.
Head over to Misty's and send a picture of pie.
Yes. We take a look at our celebrity birthdays for today and this weekend. We wish a happy birthday to Tom Felton, 36, Draco Malfoy.
Oh, yeah. He did a good job of being someone you hated.
I got this a little wrong. When those movies wrapped up, I thought that Daniel Radcliffe was going to be a star, bigger star than he ever was. I didn't know he was going to be this big. I didn't know he was going to do this kind of work and be this good. But honestly, I thought one of the bigger stars from it would be Tom Felton. I thought he was really good as Draco, and oftentimes with a series like that that's on for so long, it's the side actors that end up having bigger careers. I was a little surprised to see he just doesn't work that much. But a lot of young, at the same time, child actors are actors that work from a young age. Sometimes that's their career.
That's all they want out of it, and they're done.
Yeah, I've actually been told by some actors, like a DJ Qualls and some people that got started when they were really young, because that was always my dream, was to be a young actor, 16, something like that, getting a break or whatever. I've been told more times than not, I am very lucky that did not happen. Tatiana Maslany is 38. She is Marvel's She-Hulk. She was also on Orphan Black and some. I really like her. She is good.
Oh, she is so good. Orphan Black was an amazing show.
Yeah, yeah. She was.
I have not seen She-Hulk, but
she
I can
really
only
good
imagine.
Yeah, she was really good in Orphan. I'll be honest. I didn't have a whole lot of interest in She-Hulk. I wanted to see the first episode in part because of Tim Roth being in it, and he's one of my favorite actors. I didn't know her. I didn't know much about her other than the Orphan Black. She blew me away. She was so good on that show. Mm-hmm. I watched every episode, in part because of her. I really liked her performance. I really like her demeanor and the way she carries herself on screen. Billie Piper is 41. She was the bride of Frankenstein on Penny Dreadful, the star of Secret Diary of a Call Girl, and Doctor Who companion Rose Tyler. Billie did a really good job on Penny Dreadful, and I am learning how good she was as Rose on Doctor Who.
Okay. I haven't seen either of those.
Mm. Penny Dreadful, Melissa, the third season wasn't that great, but the first season was, first two seasons, so good. So good. It's one of these ones where they take a bunch of characters from literature history, like Frankenstein and the guy in the painting, Dorian Gray. and a bunch of other characters and kind of throw them in a Penny Dreadful. A Penny Dreadful used to be like a Pulp Fiction
short,
books.
Short stories kind of thing.
I figured you knew that. I'm sorry. I figured you knew that.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
It was a really good series. You ever get a chance to catch it. Again, third season, not as great. But, Josh Hartnett. Josh Hartnett was fantastic in it. And Pierce Bronson. I forgot about Pierce Bronson, for God's sake.
Oh, wow. How do you forget about Pierce?
Yeah, Pierce was amazing in it. Wait a minute. Or am I mixing him up with Timothy Dalton?
Maybe.
I'll have to
It's possible.
I mixed them up. I don't know why.
They were
that,
both James Bonds.
Yeah.
But Billy was actually a singer when she was in, she was an English actress, and she's a former singer. She released her single debut when she was 15.
That's right. Yeah, I forgot about that. I'm almost positive it was Timothy Dalton. I was trying to remember Eva Green. Eva Green is the star of it, and she's one of my favorite actors. But
I see.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Timothy Dalton. He was fantastic in it, too. Let's keep moving here. We've got also celebrating Bonnie Hunt is 62. She's Sarah in the Jumanji movies, Sally in Cars, Renee Zellweger's sister in Jerry Maguire. Bonnie Hunt's had a great career. I love Bonnie Hunt. Fantastic actor. The great The Rock and the wonderful Joan Jett is 65.
Joan Jett.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. I love rock and roll. Bad Reputation. Hate Myself for Loving You. Crimson and Clover. I mean, she's just done it all. this is interesting. Joan Jett turned 65. Also turning 65, and Andre Buticelli.
Really?
Yeah. You couldn't find two very different singers, but two incredible singers. Mr. Buticelli is my favorite opera singer. Easily, by far and away. I know most people like Pavarotti, and as an Italian, I should probably love Pavarotti, and I do, but Andre Botticelli, he is the blind operatic singer. As speaking of the other tenors, he was one of the three tenors. He's been blind since he was 12. He was raised on a farm and exposed to opera as a child simply because it calmed him down. His parents could not calm him down, so they would, especially once he went blind. The music his parents would said saved him. And if you hear him doing Ave Maria, I don't believe that you will ever hear a better version.
Wow.
I don't know if there's a better version that exists than him singing Ave Maria. It's just, just talking about it, I get goosebumps. So good. Tony Basil is 80 today. Mickey.
80.
The big hit Mickey from 1981, 82, something like that. Tony Basil, Mickey. She's 80, man. Man, that made me feel very old. Let's take a look at tomorrow's birthdays, Melissa.
All right.
One of my favorite singers, songwriters of all time, Ani DiFranco is 53. Gravel, Shy may be my favorite of hers, but I think Untouchable Face is one of her. If somebody had never heard Ani DiFranco, I think I'd play Untouchable Face for them because lyrically and song voice-wise, I think it portrays her so well. But many people might remember the song 32 Flavors. She wrote that. That was her song. That was a big hit, too. Jason Alexander is 64. Costanza. He's Costanza. On Seinfeld, of course. Many, many other great roles from Jason Alexander. I'm a big fan of, a big fan of his. And it's interesting, too, now that we know Larry David a little bit better, the guy that he based the character on, I think people are really seeing how great of an actor he is because of how good he played. He did Larry David. He did Larry David so well. He played him so well. Quick side note, Jason Alexander did a guest spot on Criminal Minds where he played a serial killer. It was incredible. He was amazing.
Really?
Yeah. That man could do drama. He can do drama. He was good. He was real good. The Boss is 74. And no, not Sage. Sage is much younger than that. Bruce Springsteen is 74 today.
Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, the Boss. New Jersey's own. Whatever you think of Bruce Springsteen, he's one of our most celebrated songwriters and singers. And I think
everybody knows his songs.
Rightfully so. I think that he's earned that. It's interesting because when he first started out, a lot of people expected him to kind of be the new Bob Dylan in many ways. And I don't know, in some ways that kind of happened, and in some ways it took until he was an older man. And I think you listen to the song like The Streets of Philadelphia, Things like that, and it really shows you how good he can tell a story.
Yeah.
Great songwriter. Yeah.
But then you got Glory Days, Born in the USA, Born to Run.
Yes. Born to Run's great. I actually am a sucker for some of his like his songs that not many people know. Tunnel of Love is one of my favorite love songs, and it's not a great hit of his. I don't even think it like I don't think it even went like to the top 10 or anything. But there's something about it I just like. It's not just, now that I'm thinking about it, it's not just his storytelling. I think what Bruce Springsteen really has to note that so many don't have, his pace. He paces his music so well. If it's a rockin' song, if it's a song that he's telling a story, whatever it is, his pace is so good, and I think it's better than most musicians I've ever heard.
Okay.
Great musician here as well. Julio Iglesias is 40 today. Great
40.
Singer. Yeah. 80. I'm sorry, 80. I don't know why I said 40. I was thinking of his son. I was thinking of his son, I think, maybe. I don't know. And some people no longer with us, like Mickey Rooney, born in 1920. One of the greats, Mickey
Baseball.
Rooney. One of the greats actors, Mickey Rooney.
I see.
Night at the Museum. He is the trainer in The Black Stallion. He was the voice of Santa in Santa Claus is Coming to Town in A Year Without Santa Claus.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yes. I think for about a 3 or 4 year stretch, Mickey Rooney was the biggest star in the world.
Yeah, he was a radio entertainer, producer, vaudevillian, actor.
Did it all.
Voice actor, too, a lot, especially later in his life. He did a lot of voice acting.
Genius actor and, not a bad actor, actually, but genius musician and one of the greatest we will ever hear. Ray Charles, born in this day in 1930, passed away in 2004.
Yeah.
Genius. Love Ray Charles. And on Sunday, some people celebrating birthdays, just some people that are no longer with us we wanted to mention, like the great Phil Hartman, born in 1948, passed away in 98. SNL News Radio, one of the biggest influences I will ever have. Miss Phil Hartman every day, literally. Linda McCarthy, born on Sunday, 1941, passed away in 1998. Wonderful, beautiful human being. Linda was, of course, a part of Wings, and most people know her from that, but she was also a really good photographer.
Yeah, that's the first thing that pops up when I Google her. Photography musician, animal rights activist, vegetarian cookbook author.
Actually, a lot of what I know about veganism, I know from the McCartneys, from Paul and Linda. Back in the day, they were some of the first people to be talking about it that I remember of. And they guest spotted on The Simpsons and did a really cool episode with Lisa Simpson where she becomes vegan.
Really?
Yeah, it was good. And like a lot of, unlike a lot of things in The Simpsons, they kept that going. That's still a thing now. And part of the reason...
Oh, that she's vegan?
Yeah. And part of the reason is a tribute to Linda McCartney.
Cool.
And speaking of tributes, my daughter and I do a tribute every Monday to this man, Jim Henson, born in 1936, passed away in 1990. Again, genius.
Master.
You can take a look and say, oh, the guy messed with puppets. Okay, well, where else? What else? Why would you call him a genius? Go ahead and do a search. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to spend that. You go ahead and take a look at what Jim Henson did, what he pulled off. And it's... Think about this, and I don't care if you are 99 out there, or if you are Melissa and I's age, or if you are 20. You've lived in a world where you've only known a world where there are Muppets. And before that, there wasn't anything like that. That's the game-changing thing that Jim Henson did. That's just one little thing that he did, let alone all the other things. And I'm not even mentioning all the people that he influenced and that he inspired.
Mm-hmm. People that he brought together, the inclusiveness that he brought.
He made the Rainbow Connection.
Mm-hmm.
He made it. And he made it possible for my daughter and I to do this wonderful podcast every Monday. Drops What the Muppet. Be sure to check it out wherever you get podcasts. And thank you, Mr. Henson. Thank you.
Yes.
I don't know where I would be creatively or where I would have been as a kid without his work. That is going to do it for our birthdays and anniversaries, but we encourage you to celebrate your birthdays and anniversaries, and everybody you knows, have fun, enjoy, get them to us, everybody, and get on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now,
enjoy
too.
Enjoy some great food.
Yes, great food, great atmosphere, great people. Enjoy Misty's Menu. Say hi to the gang over there for us. Wish them a great weekend. Stick around. We got Melissa's News, and after that, we're going to have a star of the day with our friends from Culver's coming up right here on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Three adults were arrested in Rudolph on Monday after a search warrant found drugs and children living in deplorable conditions. The Wood County Sheriff's Office searched the home and seized quantities of suspected fentanyl, methamphetamine, marijuana, and prescription medications. The condition of the home was described by the investigators on the scene as deplorable, with the odor of death. They found dog feces, rotten food, standing black water, and insect infestation. The children are in the care of responsible adults at this time. The three adults arrested have bonded out of jail. The Wood County Sheriff's Office is asking the community to speak up if they suspect a child is not being cared for. Anyone can report child mistreatment anonymously, per Wisconsin law. The Marathon County Housing Task Force will hold an informational session in early October to help educate people about Community On Call. The program is a community effort to help unhoused neighbors during extreme weather in both winter and summer. Anyone interested can attend the session on October 5th at 5 p.m. at Community Partners Campus in Wausau. The Community On Call model will make helping vulnerable neighbors more manageable for the community. A potential major development is on the horizon along the Eagle River chain. Here's Brittany Merlot.
The DNR is reviewing the Lake Forest Golf Course as the Delmark Group wants to transform it into a vast condominium complex. It would also include 18 permanent piers along the Eagle River chain. The DNR water management specialist says the project has area residents concerned about the potential issues the new piers would cause, with boater safety, increased traffic, navigational issues through the channel, and fishery habitat. Half of the slips would be for restaurant dockage, and that the other half would be for boat rentals. The DNR should have a decision by October 6th on whether or not they will allow Delmark to move forward with this project.
Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor will play at the Pittsville School Auditorium on Saturday, September 23rd at 7 p.m. Tickets will be available for purchase at the door. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR and WIRI, your locally grown radio stations.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Youth sports are community sports. When you run into an old friend while you're cheering on your local team, or making your way back to your seat and asking what you missed, Youth Athletics brings the community together. Help us support local high school and amateur sports by joining our team of amazing sponsors. Call Ashley today at 715-496-0710. That's 715-496-0710. And join us as we continue to keep our community connected. Tri-City Services Heating and AC wants to warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area by giving a furnace to a deserving person or family in need, someone who needs a helping hand and is trying to work their way back to the top. Do you know of anyone like that? Maybe it's you. Apply yourself or nominate online at calltricity.com before October 16th. The committee will select someone to have a furnace installed at no charge. That's right, no charge. Please help us warm the hearts of the Wisconsin Rapids area. Apply or nominate online at calltricity.com.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't.
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover force.
West. Join us Friday. It's the Big Ten opener on the road against Purdue. Our coverage begins at 4 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Slight chance for scattered storms today, otherwise overcast skies. Daytime highs approaching 78, southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, lows dip down to about 60, cloudy. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms, daytime highs approaching 79. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 60.
Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What Melissa and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. You call up, or I'm sorry, a famous game show theme song.
Ooh.
Call up 424-2600. Let us know what game show this is from. And boom, just like that, you win a value pack of four from our friends at Wisconsin Rabbits Culver's. That is two adult meals, two kids meals. That's free Culver's, baby.
Ooh, free Culver's.
That is a meal you don't got to cover this weekend. We're doing it for you. We're covering this for you right here. So get ready to call 424-2600. Let Melissa and I know what TV game show this is from. All right, let's see if we have ourselves a winner here. Good morning. What's your answer?
It's The Price is Right.
Hey, okay. There you go. Yeah.
Even I knew that one.
Yeah. Felt confident about that. Yeah, very good. Can I get your first name, miss?
This is Pam.
Pam? Awesome. Thank you so much for listening and playing along, Pam. Yeah, you were excited. You knew that one right away. You thought you were on The Price is Right.
Yeah, I know. I've always wanted to.
Well, you are winning. You did win. You did win.
Yeah, there you go. And I get a prize.
Yes, you do.
Exactly. And you didn't even have to guess.
Yeah.
How much it costs.
Yes. That's how I should have done this, actually. So guess your price of the miss. No. We appreciate it. So is that was that something you always wanted? Was Pam something to be on The Price is Right?
Well, I think I'd be good at it, you know, grocery shopping, prices.
Yeah. It's funny to me. I know a lot of people that love game shows, but just as many people that wouldn't want to be on them. They just like watching them. And then there's the other half of people that they watch them because they'd love to be on them someday. That's interesting.
I want to be on the Wheel of Fortune.
Ooh, that's a good one. Nice. Yeah, that's a good one. Pam, thank you so much. What town are you calling us from?
Grand Rapids.
All right. Got ourselves a Grand Rapids listener. We say good morning to all of our Grand Rapids listeners. Pam, hang on the line. Going to get a little information from you, but you are our star of the day.
Thank you.
We appreciate you, Pam. That was awesome. That was great. Yeah, that is one of those classic theme songs.
I knew it right away.
If you haven't seen it or heard it in ages, you still know as soon as it kicks in. There's something about it. It's a good one. So many good game show theme songs. We just got to keep doing this. We're going to have to do this again next week. We'll do another one.
I think
one.
So.
Yeah,
all right.
Got some more coming up for you. We're going to hang out with Pam for a minute. We'll be back with more. We're going to come back and let you know what you need to know about fall starting tomorrow. Coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR.
The lights are off. Everything is quiet. You're ready to sleep. But your brain isn't. It's going a mile a minute, stressing about every detail of your life. Like that awkward thing you said when you were 13, or whether you chose the right career, or that unanswered text you sent earlier. Sound familiar? Whether they strike before bed or any time throughout the day, racing thoughts are a pain. Therapy can give you a place to work through all those thoughts and come up with solutions so they don't keep you up at night or stop you from enjoying the rest of your day. With BetterHelp, just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist based on your needs and preferences. Connect by phone, video, or chat from wherever you are. switch therapists anytime, and use flexible week-to-week scheduling to book appointments. Get a break from your racing thoughts with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/game today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gain.
Club Forest Bar and Grill is featuring a mouth-watering tailgate pizza in honor of football season. But that's not all. Come see if you can win big with Pull Tab Happy Hour during Packer games. And don't forget their famous wings, only 50 cents during game time. What's more football than that? Lace up those shoes and come out for the next game. Club Forest Bar and Grill, 1176 Club Forest Drive in Plover, your Packer Party headquarters, and a proud supporter of Pet of the Week with WFHR and Southwood County Humane Society.
Around the corner,
around the country,
or around the world, take WFHR with you wherever you go.
Take us to work, on the boat, or in the stand this hunting season.
Download the Civic Media app and make WFHR your co-pilot all day, every day. And never miss another news update, Badger game, or serious comedy to start your day.
WFHR is here for our community by keeping you informed and entertained. So take us with you and never miss a beat.
Trying to lose weight and get healthy naturally? Stoiber Healthcare can help.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 8 weeks eating real food without dangerous drugs or exercise. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for a free consultation today.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast this afternoon with a slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 78. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight. Lows level off around 60. Cloudy skies expected. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 79. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 63.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Nope.
I mean, it seems a little silly. They just stay in one place. Why would you chase them? I feel like you know where waterfalls are. You don't have to really chase them. But wait. Now I get what they mean.
Took you a minute, didn't it?
Now it's sinking in. I finally got it. TLC Waterfalls playing us in. Melissa and James here with you. And I believe, Melissa, that you and I are two of the bigger fans of fall on the radio. I know that it's a big one for me.
I like fall.
Yeah. We love autumn.
I think
around
every
here.
Season has its charm. Mm.
I've never really heard you, in the time we've known each other, I've never really heard you talk about one season more than another. Do you have a favorite season?
I think each one has its charm and its goods and bads, and I don't know. I like aspects of all of them.
I didn't always feel that way, but when I living out in California for a while really made me appreciate winter. And I notice now, I will, like a lot of people, I will grumble about slush and things like that, but I appreciate winter more than
There's
I ever
things
did.
We don't like, but if you just like, I hate winter, well, that's how many months of your life that we live here in Wisconsin then that are just absolutely miserable because you've decided to hate the season.
Yeah,
I think it's a waste of time.
It really is. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. We all deserve to vent a little bit, but there's a difference between venting and, like you said, spending every day of winter grumbling and moody and everything. That doesn't do you or anybody any good. We get ready for that as we get ready for fall here. Fall starts tomorrow, and here are some things to know that are kind of interesting, we think. Tomorrow is the first day of fall, and we say a happy autumn to everybody out there.
That got here fast.
Yeah, it really did. It really did. I'm still wondering what happened to June. Does anybody seen June? Does anybody know what happened to June? I just boom, gone.
Yep, she left town.
Autumn officially begins this year at 2:50 a.m. Eastern time tomorrow morning. So I'll be up. I'll probably be the only one up, but I'll be awake. I'll let you guys know how it starts.
You and third shift workers.
Yes. Say a shout out to our third shift workers out there, my people.
Appreciate you.
Yeah. The autumn equinox occurs when the sun moves directly over the Earth's equator, bringing the same amount of daylight and darkness on the day. So we should get around 12 hours of light and dark tomorrow.
Wow.
You're kind of an evening.
And then we start losing minutes of our light.
Yeah, yeah. Meteorologists and climatologists split the year into four meteorological seasons. And according to them, fall began on September 1st.
Hmm.
So
okay.
We should ask Paul about that. I got to ask Paul about that. I don't think I realized that. There's going
to
be
that debate next week.
Yes, yes. Be listening Monday morning for the great debate between Paul versus James.
We'll, we'll get the actual answers.
Yeah, yeah. We're no more of this messing around with our weather eye people or anything. We're going to start asking some hardball questions. What's the weather like today, Paul? Tell us, Paul.
When did fall start, Paul?
Speak the truth, Paul.
We love you, Paul.
We love Paul.
We'll send you a shirt.
Yeah, yes, the shirt's on the way, Paul. Pam, shout out to Pam. Pam did the behind the scenes work on that, and Paul's getting a shirt. That's awesome.
Nice.
There's going to be a special full moon this next week. It's called the Harvest Moon, and it'll occur at 5:58 Eastern Time on September 29th. It's
nice.
Also the fourth and final supermoon of the year, which means it will appear slightly bigger and brighter than the average full moon.
Get your cameras ready.
Actually, Laura and I were talking about going over the history of this earlier, and as we are going into a weekend where we're appreciating Native Americans and their culture, this all much of this, as you can read in the Farmer's Almanac, stems from this. In when the full moon lands in September, it's usually known as the Sturgeon Moon. When it lands in October, it's the Harvest Moon.
Hmm. Cool.
And finally, if you don't like fall for some reason, winter will start on Thursday, December 21st.
Just to get that in there.
I get that in there mainly for my big sister and mentor and partner around here, Terry Johns, who loves winter so much.
And also to get a jab at Seth, who hates winter.
Yes, yes. It's got a bonus. Two positives to it right there. That's an interesting
two
one.
Two things at once.
Well, as we're speaking of fall, Melissa, and call up 424-2600. We'd love to hear from you and how much you like fall or what your favorite part of fall is. You can win a shirt. That's how you win a shirt today. Just tell us what you love about fall. Yeah, that's it. Summer officially ends tonight, 2:50 a.m., and if you're someone who always looks forward to fall, this may be for you. How would you like to have two of them a year?
Two falls?
Yeah, bear with me. This gets a little crazy. A guy in Delaware named Tom Sherman started, quote, thenewcalendar.com. It's a website. You can go to it right now. Thenewcalendar.com. He wants to abandon the current system and switch to a calendar with five seasons. Winter, spring, summer, autumn, and fall.
Okay.
He doesn't think our current calendar makes sense because the seasons aren't equal. Summer is 94 days, winter is 89. So in his system, all five seasons are exactly 73 days long.
Okay.
Currently, fall lasts 90 days, but on his calendar, fall and autumn make up 146 days and 40% of the year. They run from July 28th through December 20th. None of this is practical, of course, and there's no chance we'll do it. But partly because he's annoyed we have to buy new calendars every year. He worked it out so in his system, you just buy one and use it forever.
Yeah, but I like to write stuff on my calendar.
This would never work for my mother and
I. No.
My mom, like many of you out there, writes birthdays and anniversaries and when somebody has passed on the calendar. And I, as her son, have been doing this since I was in high school with my calendars. I also like having, this year I've got trees around the world. Calendar. So every month there's a new tree up there, and this is wonderful sycamore I got to show you. Things like that. There are years where I have a Simpsons calendar or a Far Side calendar or something like that.
Right. Oh, that's kind of the fun of being able to get a new calendar every year. But then also putting on events that are at, when your family reunion is and when somebody's getting married.
I really think he missed the mark here too, because he's doing this at a time when so many people use their phones as calendars.
Right.
And if anything, we definitely keep track of appointments and dates on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I like to write them on the wall calendar, too.
I'm sure that he did this as a bit of a passion project, but the amount of time he must have spent on this, and I just can't see it going anywhere.
To create a website, even. I mean, which isn't all that hard nowadays, to be fair, but...
He's got a section here called Join the Revolution. Come on, man. I mean, settle down with the revolution talk. We throw that word around way too damn much. Way too much.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
This is not a revolution, Paul. This ain't a revolution, man.
In his defense, the calendar has changed over the course of humanity, obviously. We have had different calendars, but I don't think this change is going to be the next rendition of the human calendar.
I don't think this is where we're going next. But it does give me an opportunity to wish everybody a happy new year out there, as Monday is Rosh Hashanah, the final day of the Jewish New Year. It's a great time for atonement and for putting back into your community, which are two huge things in the Jewish community, putting into their community and atonement and a bit of what we would call nowadays self-awareness.
Okay.
So those are a great weekend for those things. And, enjoy. And a mazel tov, everybody. Just to throw that in there. The shalom. We wanted to wrap up with this. It is one of the things we didn't get to cover on our National Day of Calendar. It is National Ice Cream Cone Day.
Ice cream.
So you could spend the last official evening of summer going out and grabbing a cone.
You know, I tried. Even though I'm lactose intolerant, I wanted Blue Moon ice cream, and I was gonna, just take my lactate pills and suffer a little bit, but still enjoy it. And they didn't have it at Hawkeye. She's like, nope, not until the Superman runs out, and then we'll put Blue Moon in there.
That is a travesty. That is a travesty.
Like, that's not fair.
That ain't right. That ain't right.
Okay, I'll send some kids down to get Superman.
Yeah,
ice cream.
That's a great idea. Send a bunch of kids in there to take out, get it all.
Yeah, give them $20. Go get Superman ice cream.
I love the way you think. That's awesome. I would totally do that with you. I would be all in on that. That's a great idea. I've been trying to find bubblegum ice cream for about a year now, and I cannot find it anywhere. And the one place I thought would have it, I went to the Cold Stone in Point, and they didn't have it. They ran out, or they just didn't carry it anymore or something. But they had it advertised on their website.
Really?
All reason
used
I went
to be very
there.
Popular.
Yeah, I miss that stuff. But so on Wednesday, ice cream cones are one of the best vessels to hold ice cream. They're definitely one of the tastiest
and most portable.
Yes, and apparently they aren't less spill resistant than giant semi trucks.
What?
On Wednesday, a truck was hauling ice cream on a Pennsylvania turnpike when it was hit by another truck that was attempting to pass it. The driver of the truck with the ice cream lost control and the truck overturned. Mm-hmm. Both drivers are okay. Ice cream spilled everywhere, and the delicious ice cream slick actually forced officials to close that part of the road for 6 hours so it could be cleaned up.
Oh my goodness.
It was a hit and run, and police are still looking for the other driver. The driver of the truck with the ice cream suffered minor injuries, but he is okay. But interesting to have that happen right on, National Ice Cream Cone Day. That's kind of an interesting thing for that, how that worked out. We have got some a great friend of ours joining us to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. Our sports reporter here at Civic Media, Mike Clemens, is going to be joining us. We're going to preview a little bit of the Green Bay game coming up. We're also going to talk a little Badgers and Purdue, a game which, of course, we feature right here on WFHR. 4 o'clock, our pregame kicks off. Wisconsin taking on Purdue, Big Ten action.
It's going to be
a lot of fun. That'll be a lot of fun. Also wanted to take a moment to kind of just touch on our weekend lineup. We got some really great stuff lined up for you this weekend. And, of course, it kicks off 6 a.m. with Outdoors with Dan Small, hosted by Wisconsin outdoorsman Dan Small. He does a great job with that show. 7 a.m., this Sunshine Polka Show with Tim Hubbelt, the Polka Guy.
The Polka Guy.
Be sure to check that out. One of the greatest shows.
Start your morning dancing.
Yeah, yes. You get your groove on and enjoy some great polka as Tim scours the universe looking for the best polka for you. Check that out. Terry Talks Nutrition with Terry Lemrond joins us at 8 a.m. Of course, that's our show brought to us by our good friends at Family Natural Foods. We say good morning to Stephen and Katrina Hintner and the whole team
good
over
morning.
There. And 11 a.m., join me for Over the Back Fence.
Woo!
I'll be filling in for Seth this week as Seth is covering the game over on WIRI. That Assumption homecoming game will be 10:40. That pregame will start off on WIRI. Assumption hosting Pacelli. Join Michael and Seth for that one again at 10:40 on 105.5.
Mm-hmm. And if you got things you're looking to sell, call up James.
Yes. I'll be here taking your calls and trying to have as many calls as I can so I can brag about it to Seth. I need more calls than him. Help me do that, everybody. Join me on Over the Back Fence tomorrow and flip over during commercial breaks to me or Seth and Michael as they're covering Great Assumption Football on WIRI. And from 6 to 8, join us for Seth Faces the Music this week. Seth's theme, Night.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's got a night theme going this weekend. Some night moves.
Sounds interesting.
Gotta believe some night moves might be in there. I'm trying to think of some night. There's some good ones. That's good. That's going to be a great topic. That's going to be a good one. And our director's cut this week is going to be a repeat. We've just had a very, very busy week around here, but we're looking forward to some wonderful guests we have coming up. Jordan Bain is going to be joining us again real soon. We've got some local artists that we are going to have joining us. And we want to hear from you. We know that there are more and more artists out there that we don't know or maybe we don't have a connection to.
Yeah.